This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
Obviously, everybody is still running on adrenaline from last night's state win by a dozen over Duke, and frankly, really wasn't that close if you watch the second half, because there was only one team that looked like they were really made for their surroundings last night, and it wasn't Duke. That was State. Chris Corciani, a legend of NC State, joins us on the Adam Gold Show. When did you allow yourself to believe that this was going to happen?
Adam, I still haven't gotten over the ACC tournament. I mean, it's so unreal. I mean, you couldn't write some comical movie. I mean, it's the wildest thing that I've seen in sports, and it just happens to be, you know, with my favorite team. So it's a beautiful story. It just really hasn't sunk in that NC State, not only did they win five games in 5 days, we're going to the Final Four.
When do you leave for Phoenix?
I'm leaving Thursday. can't wait. I mean, I can't wait to get out there and soak it in. And, you know, our fan base has been starved of success for, you know, close to 40 years. And, this is so great. I'm happy for the team. I'm happy for Coach Keats. But I tell you, my heart goes out to all the fans that have put up with all the struggles and futile seasons. I mean, this is for Wolfpack Nation.
Chris Corciani is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Something I said during the ACC tournament was that, I mean, how great it was. It was the first time since 87 that the Wolfpack had won the conference tournament. And it was really the school that built the ACC. Like, this is no disrespect to the North Carolinas and Dukes, who have carried the flag for the league the last 50 years or whatever it is. But without Everett Case and NC State, this probably doesn't happen. I mean, it was like because of their emergence that really led the conference to be what it is, what it was then. So it sucks that for the last 30 some odd years, it hadn't been able to be at the top. Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You know, whatever Case did years ago and, you know, the Dixie Classic. But for the last, you know, close to 40 years, we haven't held up our end of the bargain. You know, our neighbors, Duke and Carolina, you know, they've won championships. And see, I mean, they've got tremendous programs. We've had a season here or there, a Sweet 16, you know, but it's our time. You know, this is an opportunity not only to continue this run, but it's also about building a program. You know, I've said for many years that NC State had good teams, but it's different having a team or a program. We haven't had a great program, and hopefully we'll be able to kind of, you know, take this run and carry it over to next year as well.
Chris Corciani is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, so how do you deal with DJ Burns? I mean, I know he's going to get matched up with Zach Edey from Purdue, but it just seemed like nobody from Marquette had a clue what to do. Duke didn't have a clue how to handle him. This is now twice in the last week and a half that Duke's had to deal with this and couldn't figure it out either time. How do you deal with DJ?
Well, I think Purdue's in a little different predicament because they have someone like Zach Edey. But I think all the teams we've played and what the experts say, I disagree. I think you have to double him immediately, take the ball out of his hands. And if guys are knocking down threes, you kind of live with that. He's so, you know, he's in a zone right now.
Yeah.
And when he gets the ball, I mean, he's going to score. You know, but the guys around are all stepping up and knocking down shots. But if I were playing him, I'd double immediately, get the ball out of his hands, and see where the chips lay.
Yeah, I mean, that has to happen. And I guess if you go back to the Oakland game, they swarmed him and got the ball out of his hands, and it nearly worked for them. Like, I'm not sure why that wasn't a plan maybe last night for the Blue Devils, but I think the beauty is that he is such a good passer, and he seems to be a tough shot maker.
It's amazing. I mean, what he's done, I mean, he is the darling of March Madness. Everybody's, but it's amazing, that big, with the way he moves and his footwork and soft touch. It reminds me of C.J. Warren. Like, every time the ball hits the rim, it's like magnetic. It just goes in. And he's got this infectious personality. And, you know, NC State loves him, but I think America is really behind D.J. Burns and this NC State team.
Jay Williams on ESPN this morning called him America's big man. Right?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's just... You know, he's got that smile on his face. He's really hard not to root for. But I'll tell you, Adam, as much as he means to NC State, to me, the unsung MVP is Mike O'Connell. You know, what he's done, not even in the box score, but just the soothing effect when he's on the court, it's night and day from regular season. So what he has done, to me, is remarkable.
He's settled everything down. He's taking the ball out of DJ Horn's hand so he doesn't have to have all of the responsibility of not only scoring, but also getting everybody where they're supposed to be. Look, there's a lot of players we can look to. Mo Diarra has been amazing. Ben Middlebrooks. The Ben Middlebrooks game against Texas Tech. I mean, does State win without whatever that was? From Ben Middlebrooks.
It hasn't been just one guy. It's been, you know, a number of players every night. But, again, I've watched this team play all year. It's a team that's, like, possessed.
Yeah.
They have an air of confidence that they truly believe. No one else did. Nobody in America believed. Nobody in the NC State fan base believed. But they did. And it just really makes you take a step back and really think, you know, if you believe in yourself, you know, anything is possible. I did not think this was even remotely possible. And what they've done is just, again, it's unreal.
No, I didn't think it was possible either. I didn't think they'd beat Carolina to win the ACC title. I thought they could get to a Sweet 16. I didn't think they would. But my feeling about this team was earlier in the year, and I said this, I don't see a reason why they can't compete for one of the four double byes atop the ACC. I didn't see, in terms of their personnel, I didn't see anything dramatically different between them and Clemson, between them and Virginia or Pitt or the other teams that were below the top two. And obviously they have proven they beat Duke 2 out of 3, so they're, in terms of a basketball team, every bit as good as they are. But I didn't see a reason why they couldn't do that. It became apparent, though, over the course of the season that there was something in some way, shape, or form missing. And I thought, man, they just got to figure out what the best solution for them is going in to the ACC tournament. And then maybe they can get on a run. But I didn't think they were going to be here. But how did you look at them during the year? Were you kind of surprised they didn't have a better regular season?
Well, you know, I went back and I looked at the games in the regular season. This team, like you mentioned, something was just missing. They weren't getting blown out of games. I mean, they were in games
right
in the last 4 minutes. So, you know, you're talking about a turnover, a missed shot, you know. But so they weren't far away. And, you know, a lot of people gave Keats a lot of you know, they were on him because in his press conference he would say, you know, we're right there, working, and you know, hindsight, he was right because they were in so many games. You know, they were just missing just a little bit. But what they've gotten from all the guys, they're like different players. You could go with O'Connell, Mo Diarra, you know, Middlebrooks. All of those guys, they're different. That's not the way they played in the regular season. Again, it's almost as if they're possessed with this belief.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Oh, there's no question about that. And I think, and you'll agree with the, and we'll close on this little bit here. Once you get confident and you have all of that belief, it just seems like it's easier to play. Like you're not thinking, nothing slows you down. You just go about the business of playing like you would, and you get in a zone.
Yep, you get settled in the game. I think really the first half over in Chapel Hill when they were up, you know, what was it, 8 or 9 points at halftime, they ended up losing the game. But I think that's where they said, you know what, we can be a really good team. I think that's what really catapulted this whole run, was saying, you know what, we went over to Chapel Hill and, you know, we went toe-to-toe. We were up big in the first half. I think that gave them a lot of confidence. But when the game starts, they settle in and they kind of probe, and they've been able to figure it out.
They've been amazing. Chris Corciani, I appreciate your time. It's great to still be a fan. That's because to me, this is a lot about fans. It is great to still be a fan. I'm grateful that you are a huge fan, and I appreciate your time, my man. I'll see you out in Phoenix.
All right, AD. We'll see you. Thank you.
You got it. Chris Corciani here on the Adam Gold Show.
Are you struggling to get a good night's sleep? Look no further than Parkway Sleep. For 20 years, we have been your locally owned and operated sleep center.
I'm Brandon Gigling, president of Parkway Sleep Health Centers. Did you know that people are waiting a staggering 6 to 8 months for a sleep study at other sleep labs? At Parkway, we understand the importance of your sleep needs. That's why we offer openings within weeks, not months, saving you time.
Don't let sleepless nights take over your life. Visit us today at parkwaysleep.com. Parkway Sleep Health Centers. Sound sleep, sound health.